This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Western Rookie Podcast, brought to you by Go Hunt. Today, we are going to be doing a deep dive into a really cool new tool out there for planning your applications. And before we do that, I do need to open up an energy drink here because it's early morning and I have not yet had my caffeine. Today we are doing the white gummy bear rain, which is my favorite. Oh man, so good. I'm wondering if I should start like doing a caffeine drink review because I don't like coffee. I don't know how many people out there are like me. They really enjoy some caffeine in their life, but they don't like coffee, which kind of throws you into this outcast arena. I feel like not liking coffee is almost like a taboo thing these days. But I don't like coffee, so I drink energy drinks. And if you guys want to hear more energy drink reviews like this, let me know, and we will find a way to do that. But this white gummy bear rain, by far my favorite. It's got just the perfect amount of carbonation, nice flavor, no after bite, no after hit. Super good. And it's green tea caffeine, which is natural. It doesn't give you as much jitter as the artificial caffeine. So anyway, on to today's tool. So GoHunt has announced they are doing predictive draw odds, which is super cool. And I wanted to do a quick episode, and my good buddy Silas sent me a message and said, hey, you should do this predictive draw odds episode so people hear about it, know how it works. And I was like, you know what? That's an awesome idea. So I want to do this, and we are right in the middle of application season, so it's perfect time, actually, to talk about this new tool. But, excuse me, feeling a little down, feeling a little blue today, so bear with me. If the mic cuts out, it's because I'm saving you from having to listen to me being sick. With predictive draw odds, it was launched earlier this year. I believe it is live for all preference point states for 2025. So I believe that would be Colorado, Utah. Let's check Montana. Let's see if it's live in Montana. Does not look like they need it. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Montana's a preference point's a little different. Utah, Colorado, probably Arizona. And the rest should be live. So, predictive draw odds, what are they? Well, over the years, let's back it up. 10 years ago, GoHunt changed Western Hunting Forever when they announced their draw odds tool and filtering 2.0. It was the best source of draw odds anywhere on the internet. Before GoHunt released draw odds, you had to go to your state game agency and you had to go download either a PDF or an Excel file that had applications and successful applicants, unsuccessful applicants. For all the point levels, you had to do your own math manually for every single unit. It was terrible. We used to do that. I even built the draw odds tool myself for North Dakota because at first GoHunt didn't cover North Dakota, and I was a North Dakota resident. So now we all know North Dakota is included. But GoHunt changed everything when they released draw odds. But what happened was, over the years, people would comment, write in, email, and say, hey, GoHunt said I had 100% draw odds, and I didn't draw. What gives? And it's a very common problem. We've been there before in our elk hunting group. It sucks. What that is point creep. Now, point creep is kind of hard to explain in a simple terms, but it's basically every year a tag will get harder and harder to draw. Now, excuse me, there are a couple exceptions. When something drastic happens, that can reduce point creep. So say a unit completely burns to the ground. People know about that, and they'll probably wait a year or two to apply. So that can kind of change point creep. If drastic population changes happen, like what we saw in the 2022-2023 winter with that crazy snowfall killing or having a high mortality rate on it, deer and antelope, that can change. But for the most part, every draw tag in America basically gets affected by point creep. And so it goes up and up every year. Now, it doesn't usually jump a full point every year. What will happen is, let's just say unit 1,000, because there's no unit 1,000. Unit 1,000 in Colorado. Now, that's a bad example. No, that actually works. Colorado works because it's a preference point state. So unit 1,000 in Colorado. Let's say it's a good elk hunting unit. And so it takes 10 points for a non-resident to draw last year. Well, that means if 10 points was 100% draw odds, 9 points was probably somewhere between 0 and 100. So what happens is these preference point, in a true preference point system, they go down and they say who, they start at the top and they say, did anyone apply with max points? Nope. Okay. 29 points. Nope. 28, 27, 26. For a 10-point unit, they probably get all the way down to like 15. Maybe one person with 15 points applied for a 10-point unit, applied for this unit. So that person gets a tag. Now there's one less tag. Let's say there's 100 tags to begin with. So now there's 99. They go down to 14 points. Three people applied. Okay, those three people get the tag. Now there's 96 tags left. They go down to 13 points. Maybe 20 people applied. So now there's 76 tags. We go down to 12 points. Maybe 20 more people applied. Now we're at 56. We go down to 11 points. Maybe. Hey, folks. Application season is finally wrapped up, and I hope each and every one of you has a tag for this fall. And by now, you should be starting to think about your e-scouting plans. I'm working on mine as we speak for my Western hunts, and it's actually one of my favorite parts of the entire season, and that's because of Go Hunt Insider. Go Hunt has everything I need to plan an amazing experience this fall. I always start with filtering 2.0 to read up on what my unit has to offer, what the access is like, what the local buzz is. I look at the trophy potential and the harvest rates, and I take all of that information from filtering 2.0 and I move over to Go Hunt Maps, and that is where things get exciting. I'm finding glassing knobs with the 3D mapping features. I'm using the terrain analysis, something that's new you might not have seen yet, where I can look at slopes. I can see which slope is facing which directions, how steep it is, what the elevation is. It's a super cool feature, and it's helping me plan out my routes. I turn on all the water layers, making sure I understand where springs and guzzlers are, where there's creek beds. I'm looking at access points, roadways, you name it. They have it for planning an awesome hunt. I'm storing all of that information in a single hunt plan so I can keep all of my information organized and there's not a bunch of icons on my screen every time I open up my app. There's a reason why I've used Go Hunt Insider to do my e-scouting and plan every single Western hunt I've ever gone on. And it's because it is truly the best resource for the Western hunter. Head over to GoHunt.com and check out all the tools and resources you get with your Insider membership, and you'll see why it's my favorite tool for punching tags. And the best part is, when you use the code WESTERN, they're going to give you $50. That's right, they're going to give you a $50 credit to the gear shop that has some of the best hunting and backpacking gear on the market. So no matter if you're a brand new hunter or a Western veteran, I promise you there's something in the gear shop that'll catch your eye. Head over to GoHunt.com, check it out. Don't forget to use the code WESTERN and start getting your e-scouting plans together because it's going to be hunting season before you know it. 26 people applied at 11 points. So now there's 30 tags left. We go down to 10 points, maybe 26 more people applied. Now we have 4 tags left. So everyone at 10 points got a tag. There's 4 tags left. We go down to 9 points. At 9 points, let's just say 50 people applied. Well, 4 of those 50 people are going to get the tag. The rest don't. And so that's, we don't say that's a 9-point unit. We say that's a 10-point unit because it took 10 to guarantee the tag. Next year, we will probably have all of those 46 people that applied with 9 points. No, this is an average. This is a general statement, a kind of a stereotype statement. But for the most part, it's true. All 46 people at 9 points that didn't draw will probably buy a point or get their point. So they will probably be at 10 points next year, and they will probably apply for this unit again. So now, instead of having 26 people at 10 points apply, we had 46 people at 10 points apply. So that means everyone else, when we get to that 10-point unit, in theory, pretty much the same numbers will happen. We'll probably still have a guy with 15 points that decides to throw his hat in the ring. We might still have some people at 14, 13, 12, 11. If we get to 10 points again with 26 tags left, now there's 46 people that want that tag because they didn't draw last year at 9 points. So now it's no longer a 10-point unit. It's like just shy of 50% odds at 10, and it bumped to an 11-point unit. So it didn't technically jump a whole point bracket. It kind of went up. I mean, 9 points was probably 8% draw odds in this example last year. 10 points was 100. So it lost that 8%, and then it lost 40 or 50% in the 10-point bracket. So it wasn't a full point jump, but it can go pretty fast. And that's what happens in basically every unit across the West, unless there's an over-the-counter or a non-restricted tag allotment. You know, sometimes there are units that have unlimited tags for certain species. But for the most part, that's how it works. Anytime someone doesn't draw at a lower point bracket, they get there another point, and then they move up a point bracket, and now they can apply. And the reason why this happens, this is, I think, fundamentally important to understand if you're a Western hunter. The reason why this happens is there is more demand for Western hunting than there is supply for Western hunting. And what I mean by that is there are more people that want more tags. So it could be one person wanting four tags. It could be four people all wanting one tag. Either way, there's more demand for tags than we have sustainable populations to give out tags against. If we gave, for example, if we gave everyone that wanted an elk tag a chance to go, a lot of states can't support that much hunting pressure. A lot of elk populations aren't at that level where they can support that much hunting pressure. And a lot of hunters, frankly, do not want that. They don't want that because they feel like if we do that, their hunting experience is going to decline even if the population could handle it. They're going to have more trucks at the trailhead, more people on the slopes. And so what's important to understand here is if we want to really do something about point creep, it takes habitat, it takes conservationism, it takes understanding the biology of these animals and these landscapes and understanding how they can all play well together. We need to have plans for privatized wildlife, which is when wildlife on public land get pressured to the point where they figure out it's a lot easier to cut out a living if they just move down to private for their whole life. Well, now let's just say one unit is 50-50 public private and it has 1,000 elk. Well, if that unit gets pressured too much, those 1,000 elk, half of them might realize, hey, it's just easier if I never leave this ranch. Yeah, one or two of us die every year, but it's a lot better than 30 of us, 40 of us. So the 500 of those elk realize, hey, I'm just going to live on private all year long. Nothing changed about the elk population, but we lost half of our huntable elk on public land. So now the hunting pressure on public, perceived hunting pressure, doubles right out of the gate because there's twice as many hunters per huntable elk. So we have to have plans for that. It's very complicated. It's a very complicated system, but it generally is not states saying, hey, we just don't want you. It's generally because they know there is a gap somewhere, either a population gap, an access gap, a private public land gap, public pressure gap. There's a gap somewhere where they cannot give out any more tags. And that's what we saw happening this year in Colorado, over-the-counter archery, basically. It wasn't point creep, but what happened was people basically complained that there's too much hunting pressure in Colorado during the archery season. They wanted to do something about it. The hunting experience had declined. People were reporting that they weren't having the same success and the same experiences that they were hoping for. And so they said, hey, well, we're going to take away over-the-counter archery. We're going to move it all to a limited draw, and you have to stay in the unit that you pick. Before, you could bounce around different units. They thought that was a big part of what was happening. And nothing else. Now they can track exactly where the hunting pressure is, how many people are going to which units. It doesn't mean that you will need points. I think there's going to be a few years where you can get a 0 point tag, but you just have to pick one unit and go with it. But that is why point creep happens. It's very frustrating. We've applied before where we thought it was going to be guaranteed odds, and then point creep hit a little harder than we were expecting, and we didn't draw. And that sucks. So before predictive draw odds, what you would have to do, or what you should do, bear with me 1 second. My nose is needs a break. I love having my Arctic Ultra Tough 110 and Ultra Tough 145 coolers available when I go elk hunting or when I'm on a big 9-day Western hunt. Knowing that I can keep all of my food cold on the way out and during the hunt, and all of that delicious wild game chilled the entire way back home. But there's things in life I don't want to be lugging around a 110-quart cooler for. And that is where I have been absolutely loving my Arctic Ultra Light Series 72-quart cooler on wheels. This cooler is my new go-to anytime we're going to the lake for the weekend, going on a short fishing trip, or just need to keep some stuff chilled. It's on wheels that are puncture-proof, heavy-duty, the handle is rigid and absolutely rock-solid. There's even a cargo net in the lid for all your condiments. You can put dividers in there to separate your beverages from your meat, from your snacks. This cooler does it all, and it is so light and easy to transport. Finally, it's effortless to bring a large, high-quality cooler with you anywhere you go that's going to keep ice just as long as any brand out there at a fraction of the price. Go check it out for yourself, and you're going to see exactly why I throw the Arctic 72 cord on wheels in the pickup anytime I'm looking for a cooler. Thank you for your patience. So what we saw before was that you would have to go and you would use filtering 2.0 or draw odds, and you would see your historical draw odds. Now, this is a key. Historical draw odds is what Go Hunt launched 10 years ago. They had the best data all in one place for every unit in the West for what the historical draw odds were, meaning right now we're in 2025, so they would have 2024's draw odds, they'd have 2023, 2022, 2021, and so on. And then when we get to our applications, we would look up in filtering 2.0 and draw odds, we'd find a unit we'd like that we think we can draw, and we'd go to the draw odds table, and we would say, hey, I have, let's just say I have 5 points. Can I draw this tag? Well, last year, 5 points was guaranteed, but 4 points was only 75%. Oh, I don't know. Is point creep going to jump up into the 5-point bracket this year? Well, let's look back. Okay, the year before that, 5 points was guaranteed. 4 points was guaranteed. 3 points was, last year we'll say 5 points was guaranteed, 4 points instead of 75% was 50%. Year before that, maybe 4 points was 25%. I'm going the wrong direction. I apologize. Let's start this example back over from the beginning. You have 5 points. You found a unit that you liked, right? You look and see if you can I draw this unit. 5 points guaranteed, 4 points, 75%. Okay. Well, what was the year before that? 2023. 5 points was guaranteed, 4 points was 90%. Okay. All right, let's go back one further. 5 points was guaranteed, 4 points was guaranteed, 3 points was 15%. What you would see there is that basically you're losing 20% of a point bracket per year. So you could run the numbers. It depends on how many tags they allot and how many applications they are. But what you could do is kind of draw a trend line and say, okay, they lost 25% this year. They lost 20% this year. I'm expecting 4 points to come in at like 50% draw odds in 2025, which means 5 points should be guaranteed. But you'd have to do all that in your head. And you would have to, that's a very simple way of doing it. That doesn't account for other things like which units are offering more tags, which units are offering less tags, things like that. All these other variables. Humans are not good at managing more than like 2 or 3 variables at once mentally. If you have a calculation you're working through and there's more than like 2 or 3 variables, it's hard to keep them all in your mind and conceptualize how they're going to impact each other at one time. It's called multivariate analysis. It's very difficult, actually. I went through engineering school, and those were some of my least favorite classes when you had to start doing linear algebra, matrix math. Not fun. 3 variables, 3 equations. You have to solve them all. It sucks. And so what Go Hunt is doing now with predictive draw odds is they are doing all of that math for you, which means you will be able to still see your historical odds, but then they will say, here's what we're predicting for 2025. It's the main feature of it is to overcome point creep. Point creep is going to happen, but if you understand point creep and you know what's going to if you know how it's going to take place, you can plan around it and still draw tags. So, example, maybe you don't care which unit you hunt. You're somebody that probably bounces around a lot. A lot of us non-residents do that. And you're not so concerned about a specific unit. You're concerned with getting a tag. Well, now if you have predictive draws, you can say, hey, I was looking at this unit, but it actually looks like that one's going to only be a 75% draw odds. This other unit that was my maybe my number two choice is still predicting 100%. You know, maybe you say, I would rather take the more confident or the more conservative approach and get that second unit, that second choice unit. That's one thing that that point creep is going to be, or what's one thing the predictive draw odds is going to help us with is understand where the point creep is going. The other thing that predictive draw odds is going to help is if you are in that in-between point level and you are looking for a specific unit, you're going to be able to see what that in-between unit is doing. That's a key. A lot of us play in that in-between, and it's because we want to hunt more. We want these better units. We're trying to reach for the stars, and that oftentimes is an in-between point level. So it is out there. Let's walk through a couple examples quick on how to use it. So if you go over to your Go Hunt Insider, go to Tools and Draw Odds. If you don't have Go Hunt Insider yet and you're a Western hunter, I would maybe ask you, are you actually a Western hunter if you don't have Go Hunt Insider yet? Because it is the best tool ever for picking units, figuring out where to go. It also includes your map. It includes draw odds. It includes application strategy articles. It has a point tracker. It has a gear shop. Let's just see all the tools. 3D mapping, dates and deadlines. They now have an application service. So if you want more support, they will help you with that. They have all of the state's rules and regulations in one spot. Super easy. And it covers every state west of the Mississippi, except Oklahoma and Texas. But it's got both Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa. I guess it doesn't count Missouri. Sorry, not quite west of the Mississippi, but west of the Missouri. Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, Wyoming. I mean, it is the best for a lot of states. So go get it. Go check out Go Hunt Insider. You're going to need it, and you're going to thank yourself that you got it. And when you do, use the code WESTERN, and you're going to get $50 right out of the gate for their gear shop. So it's basically a $50 sale or discount because they have some awesome gear that you know you're going to need anyway. So go check out the Insider. But let's go pick one. Let's pick Colorado. Let's pick elk, and let's pick a great example of point creep is units 1, 2, 10, and 201, because those are in the northwest corner. And by talking about them, I'm not going to wreck anyone's hunt because you can't draw them anyway unless you're at max points. So if you're at max points, like, there's no cheat code to get there. You already know what you're doing. So let's talk about unit number one in Colorado. So right now, if I put in 30 points to my draw odds tool, why is it not letting me? Okay, there we go. 30 points. Unit number one is still at 0% odds. Let me try 32. Okay, so here's where we're going. Let's jump down to unit two because the data is a little bit better. So unit two, historically, so last year, 30 points was a 20% odds. This year, they are predicting, and 31 points was guaranteed. They're predicting this year, unfortunately, 31 points is going from a guaranteed last year down to 20% draw odds this year, and it's now going to take 32 points. So if you're chasing point creep, what that means is, like, if someone's like, oh, you're chasing the point creep, huh? You might be at 29 points or 30 points last year thinking, oh, one more year and I'm going to get it. But then point creep jumps and you can never catch it. So mathematically right now, if you do not have max or near max points, you cannot ever draw 1, 210 or 201 because there are so many people ahead of us and so little tags available that it statistically will never work out. Let's drop down. Let's check out what 201 is doing. So 201 last year was 100% draw odds at max points. This year, they're expecting it to go down to 33% draw odds, which means even if you're at max points, it's not a guarantee that you're going to draw these tags. I mean, that's why I always recommend do not wait too long to go hunting because you never know what's going to happen. Now, let's go to I want to go do something fun. Let's go check out one of the units that I've hunted before. And I'm not going to say the name of the unit. Doesn't really matter. But I drew this unit as a second season rifle tag. So I'm going to do it that way again. And I know how many points I had when I drew it. So I'm going to go down here. So when I drew this tag, I had 5 points. I'll talk about the number of points. I won't tell you about the unit. If you figure it out, good for you. I had 5 points, and it was 100% guarantee. This was in 2020. At 5 points, it was 100% guaranteed at 2020. Last year, it was 0% at 5 points. It was 0% at 6 points. It was 0% at 7 points, and it was only 33% at 8 points. So point creep in the last 5 years has jumped 3.5, 3 2/3 brackets, which is awful. And it was 100% at 9 points for 2025. They're predicting that it's going to go to 0% at 9 points. And it's now going to require 10 points to draw that tag. So that's how aggressive point creep can be. It really sucks. I loved hunting that unit. I would consider hunting it again, but with that much point creep, I just don't see it making sense to wait 10 more years. And by the time I give myself 10 years, it's going to probably be closer to 13, 14. So it's going to take 13, 14 years. By the time we get there, it's probably going to be 15 or 16. I probably actually won't catch up to this unit until for 18 years at the rate point creep is going. Point creep is moving incredibly fast in this unit. So that's point creep. That's why it happens, but that is also why we have a new tool in Go Hunt Insider, which is predictive draw odds. One of the greatest tools I think they've launched yet, because it's the biggest problem point is not drawing a tag and not understanding why. So this is not perfect science. Put a disclaimer on that. It is a 95% confidence level in predictive draw odds. So use it still with a little bit of caution, especially the first year that it's launched, but it is much better than doing the math on your own because it accounts for a lot more variables than we can even see. Like, we don't necessarily go look up, are they reducing tags? Are they increasing tags in this unit? Did the unit have abnormalities last year? Did they have super high success rates? Are they seeing more and more people apply every year? A whole bunch of things that are going on this year. So predictive draw odds, go use it in your Insider subscription. And go, if you don't have Insider, once again, go check it out. Use the code WESTERN when you sign up. You're going to get $50 back. And if you don't yet have the Western Rookie application calendar, I don't know what you're waiting for, because it's completely free and it's going to help you remember all of your applications, especially Colorado. If you're not hunting Colorado this year, you do need to do a Colorado application to get your points for next year or the years down the road. And that is one easy way to forget and not get you any points. Also, all of the states that have their point deadlines in the fall, like Montana, Wyoming, Oregon, South Dakota, all of those are in the fall when we're busy hunting. and it's really easy to forget those deadlines. So we have a points-only version of the calendar. We have an all-states and species version of the calendar. No matter what you want, you can go over to westernrookie.com, check it out for free, download it, and import it to whatever calendar you use, whether it's Outlook, Gmail, on your iPhone. You can do it on all platforms. We even had somebody that's still rocking an Android download it and use it in their phone as well. So go get it. It's free. You can select all of the states and species, or you can just import the ones you want. If you do all, it's very simple. You just have one file that you import. If you want to go through and select only certain states and species, you got to do a little bit more work, but either way, we have it out there for you. I don't make any money off of this. I just want you to have all of the information and knowledge in your wheelhouse, in your hands, so you can do what you want to do this fall, draw the tags you want this year and years down the road. So go get it, check it out, completely free at westernrookie.com, and there are instructions to download it and import it. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM on Instagram. If you've got my phone number, you can give me a call. I'll probably answer. With that, I hope you guys draw some sweet tags this year. Let's see. I'd love to hear what tags people are drawing, not because I'm like, oh, I'm going to hunt there, but just like to be excited for you, or to, or see what you guys are bringing home each fall. So if you did something really cool last fall that you wanted to share with me, if you wanted to get on a podcast and talk about your hunt, let's do it. Send me a DM on Instagram. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me. But with that, thank you for listening, folks, and have a great day.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.